So Fred Nance on deck pregame show is Sunday in Augusta. Fred Nance going for the split today against the Green Jackets on a Sunday afternoon affair. Eric Bock joined by the manager of the Fred Nance, Jake Lowry. Skipper, good bounce back win for us last night after two kind of weird nights in a row with the weather. I think it's important to get a split today going home for 2 weeks and have a happy bus ride.
Yeah, no, that's the goal is split, have a happy bus ride, long trip, get us out of here with a W and, you know, did a great job last night with a short staff in the pen and, you know, everyone pulled their weight and it was good to come out on top.
Kind of had to pivot the starting rotation after the promotion of Brad Lord. So Eric Tolman moves up, Jose Atencio moves up, and now Luke Young will get a second turnaround today. I think, obviously, at this level, but at any level of baseball, it's important for guys to be able to adjust on the fly. And I think overall, the pitching staff has done a good job of that this week.
Yeah, no, you're right. Guys moving up a day in their starts, you know, obviously it just kind of alters their throwing program a little bit. So we were you know, told to get these guys where they were able to, you know, adjust and know ahead of time. So it wasn't something that just was thrown on them. But yeah, second time through this week for Luke Young, you know, hopefully he can keep the ball in the yard and, you know, use his fastball at the top of the zone, his breaking ball thrown for strikes and, you know, give us 5-6 good innings.
We haven't talked on the air since the promotions of Daylan Lyle and Brandon Bossier. Obviously, those are two big losses for us, but well-deserved promotions. Can you just talk about those two guys and what they've meant to you in your time in Fredericksburg?
Yeah, no, Daylan's the best player in the league, in my opinion. You know, as a catalyst in our team, whether he's hitting 1, 2, or 3, he really did a good job for us after missing a whole year last year. You know, just the best all-around player, in my opinion. And Boss has had parts of 3 years here. Really made some good adjustments this year in the power department, doing a lot of the things that we've asked of him as an organization. But, you know, he's steady Eddie over at first base, great worker, great clubhouse guy. Both of them really have been. And, you know, I'm so pumped for them to get out of here and move up.
And obviously with those two bats leaving, there has to be other bats stepping up. And I think one of those guys is John McHenry. Hit his first Fred Nat home run last night. He seems like he gets two hits every time he plays. He's playing again today. A switch hitter guy that can hit for power from both sides, I mean, that's a pretty valuable asset.
Yeah, anytime you have a switch hitter, it really helps us out. You know, righty-lefty matchups, you know, gives the pitching staff a different look. You know, preparation's different, you know, both sides of the ball defensively. So, you know, he's a versatile guy, can play the infield, you know, got him out in left field today, try to keep his bat in the lineup. Good athlete, you know, I think the more at-bats he gets, the more comfortable he gets. But even, like, his outs are hard. They're hard lineouts to the outfield. Hard ground balls, you know, obviously we want the ball, you know, away from fielders, but sometimes these guys have made some good plays here in Augusta off the lunar surface that they have. But no, yeah, I'm excited for him to, you know, try to continue to, you know, spark us up at the top of the lineup.
Arlene Susana gets his first professional win this week. I mean, he had to grind through that, 4 walks, but only gave up 2 hits. And really, I think, has shown the strikeout stuff when he's needed it. Hasn't, like, overpowered people this year like he maybe could, but he actually used the stuff that he has with the huge arm that he has on earlier this week.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, I think the strikeouts will come as he gets later in his career, the more innings that he builds up. But for him to just go through 5 and for us to hold on to a win is something to talk about. But, you know, the guy would give up a walk and then he'd get right back in the strike zone and get a double play, a ground ball. I mean, he has an electric fastball, his movement's, you know, off the charts. It's one of those guys that if we can control his stuff to get in the strike zone, it's going to play just because it's so above average. And, you know, I was really happy for him. It's crazy that was his first win.
Immaculate inning for Matt Merrill the other night. That's the first one I've ever seen in person, and maybe the last one I'll see in a really long time. How many of those have you seen in person?
I've seen one other one against us, unfortunately, but when I was playing. But to be a part of it, it's awesome. You know, it was one of those, like, weird 2-hour delay games too, and Lordy and I were thinking about who we're gonna put in there, and I'm like, let's put Merrill. You know, I think he can get ready quicker than some of these other guys, and I want to put those other guys in a situation like that. And I looked at him, I'm like, man, I'm glad we put Merrill in, you know. No, but it was really cool. A lot of guys probably didn't really know what it was, you know, right away, some of our dugout, but after that, you know, you're all over MILB and stuff like that. So I just call that good skipping.
That's good skipping for sure here on a Sunday in Augusta. Last one, celebrated your birthday here earlier this week. Play a little golf. That was a long day. Early morning, late night. That's got to be one of the longest birthdays you've ever had.
That was a long day. But no, it was good. I got to play golf with some, you know, with yourself and 2 other guys, and we enjoyed ourselves. You know, hitting the ball all around the yard. But yeah, and then you had the delay in the game and stuff. But you know, even though we won, you know, we didn't win, it, you know, that's it's okay. It, you know, I got a really good Mexican meal at the end of the night, and it was definitely a long day. I was up for, I would say, 20 of the 24 hours on my birthday.
And so was I. Jake Lowry here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Fred Nats looking for a split today in Augusta. Thank you, Skipper.
As always, thanks, Eric. Go Freddies.